Hey guys, welcome to Patricia Sell's podcast. I am Patricia Sell. I'm super excited to be back with you guys. I know it seems like I've been MIA for a minute, but I just had like so much going on. And so as I was just like laying down, the Lord just kind of dropped on me that he's given people a second wind. He's given me a second wind. And so I wanted to talk about like a second wind. I don't know if I'm not an athlete. So in high school, I tried out for track. I went to the first, I guess they had practice before the official like tryout, but I showed up at the practice because I'm like, you know what? I want to run track. And so, you know, the coach had us doing like super intense. We ran, I don't know, maybe a mile first. After that, it was like some type of drills. You know, the coach had us riding with our legs, the ABCs in the air. I mean, y'all, by the time I finished, I could not walk. Like, I was super exhausted. I was out of breath. I don't know if you ever ran before, and it's like, you're out of breath. Like, you have nothing else in you. So you have to stop, catch your breath for a minute. And then once you catch your breath, you're able to, you know, run again. And so I know that the last couple of months, it's like just that, you know, that running. And for me, it was like, oh my God, like I'm out of breath. And so I had to take a moment, and catch a second wind for me to finish, you know, this race. The Bible talks about this race, that this journey, this walk with the Lord, it's like a race, you know. And you and I, you know, we experience different things. We have a lot going on, whether it's in our personal life, if it's in our family, our homes, if it's with our health, if it's with our job, if we're in transition, you know. There's always so much, there's always something going on. And sometimes you can get to the place where you're just like, you're just trying to keep your head above water. And it's okay to take a moment to pause, to catch your breath, catch a second wind, and then continue to move forward. One of the things that I discovered is that as children of God, we struggle with just taking a moment to catch our breath. You know, if you're a spouse, if you have children, if you're an entrepreneur, if you, you know, have a career, like a lot of times we're so, I believe the American culture is such a culture that teaches us to always go, 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 go. And what happens is that people reach burnout, and even at burnout, you know, they're still trying to go. But if you don't have the wisdom to discern when you actually need to take a moment and when you need to keep going, then you will actually burn yourself out. And so the Lord was just talking to me about, you know, him giving us a second wind. You know, sometimes life is just like, bro, it's too much. Like, it's like, you know, things are hitting you. Maybe you have like extreme warfare going on. Maybe, you know, you're in transition. You're trying to get your footing. Like you don't feel settled. Maybe you've experienced great loss. Maybe you experienced great gain. A lot of times we think about loss being something that's traumatic, but what about great gain? What about going from, you know, something small, managing something small, small responsibilities to now great responsibilities? That alone can be traumatic as well, because it's enlarging your capacity. It's changing your ability to manage, what you're able to manage. It's bringing you into a larger space mentally, a larger space emotionally, a larger space physically. And so, and loss is it can be an adjustment. It can be traumatic, but gain can also be an adjustment, and it can be traumatic. And so as we're journeying with the Lord, you and I, we go through so many different seasons. We go through so many different things, so many different situations, circumstances, and sometimes we lose our breath. But as a child of God, you have to know how to withdraw. You have to know how to go to the mountain. And I love it because the Bible, if we look at the life of Jesus, he's God, y'all. He came off the throne through the womb of a woman as man, as Jesus. And God in all his sovereignty, God in all his like righteousness and holiness and power, God himself withdrew. And I love it because you would see Jesus, you know, people are all around him, you know, Jesus healing, Jesus casting out devils, Jesus preaching, and the demand was greater than sometimes the power that he had. And I'm not saying that God ever ran out of power. I'm saying that sometimes the people around him, the need was so great that they were depleting what was on the inside of him. And so you would see Jesus go to the mountaintop and he would go to refresh himself. He would go to replenish. He'll go to hear freshly from God. Because sometimes when we're surrounded by people, we're surrounded, we're busy. Sometimes we're not able to hear clear. And so sometimes it takes going to the mountain to seek the Father and allow the Lord to give you revelation, give you insight, to refill you. And I love that, because if Jesus did it, how much more do you and I need to learn how to have mountaintop encounters? How often do we, you know, the people around us, you know, they need us, you know, our children need us, our spouse need us, our coworkers need us, our boss needs us. I don't know who else needs you, but sometimes people are they're always going to pull on you. They're always going to need you. And you have to be able to discern when you're actually running on E, when you actually need to go and take a moment to catch your breath, take a moment to hear freshly from heaven, take a moment to allow the Lord to replenish you, to refill you, because an empty you is not beneficial to anyone. One of the things I discover is that when I am like frazzled, when I am not in peace, when I got a lot going on, I'm tired, I'm burnt out, like I can't benefit anyone around me. And so yes, I love people. Yes, I love to serve people. Yes, I love to help people. Yes, I want to be there for people. Yes, I want to do everything that God is calling me to do. But only a whole me, only a full me, like full of the power, the anointing, the grace, the Holy Spirit, only that me can actually do and can actually be beneficial to those around me. And so God is giving us a second wind. This year is almost over, but I believe that many people have experienced such traumatic things. Many people have experienced transitions. Many people have experienced so many things that it feels as if like you've lost your wind. And God himself is saying, I'm going to give you a second wind. And this second wind is going to be a refreshing. This second wind is going to be the grace. This second wind is going to be the ability to continue to move forward in the Lord. When you are out of breath, you know, you're unable to move. When you're out of breath, you're unable to progress. When you're out of breath, you're unable to go at this pace, the speed that you were once able to go at. But when God gives you a second wind, he gives you a second breath, you're able to continue the journey. You're able to continue the race. You're able to continue to do all that God has placed in you. And you're able to do it at the pace that God wants you to go. And so I believe that God is giving us a second wind. That some of you guys need to discern, you know what, I need to take a moment, and it's okay to allow the Lord to refill me, to allow the Lord to strengthen my faith, to allow the Lord to heal my body, to allow the Lord to heal my mind, to heal my heart, whatever it is that you're going through. Don't keep pouring out. Don't keep giving. Don't keep trying to do when you're empty. Allow the Lord to give you that second wind, that momentum. Sometimes you've been trying to do things and it's like nothing is working. Nothing is working, and you're losing faith, you're losing hope. But when God gives you a second wind, even though you haven't seen what you know God said he's gonna do, you'll have a momentum, you'll have the grace, you'll have the faith to continue the journey until you see happen what God has already spoken over your life. And so I believe God is saying, I'm giving my children a second wind. I'm giving you a second wind to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep doing what it is that I called you to do. I'm giving you fresh grace. I'm giving you the strength. I'm giving you the power. power to do what it is that I've called you to do. I'm giving you the ability, the grace. Some of you guys, it's, you know, God is calling you to a season of schooling, and it's like you're working, you're parenting, you're schooling, but God is going to give you a second wind where it won't feel like a burden, but there will be such an ease to do what you struggled to do in past seasons. Oh my God, I feel it so strong that God is about to give you a win. He's about to give you the grace to do what you struggled to do in past seasons, what seemed like a burden in the earlier months of this year. It will now seems like you're able to juggle. I don't know if you've ever been to the circus and you've seen a clown juggling multiple balls, and they do it with such an ease. But I see the Lord giving us a second wind to do with ease what we struggled to do in the first half of this season. What seemed overwhelming, what seemed like, you know, we couldn't grasp it. We couldn't get control over it. It was like the thing had control over us. But what is about to hit us is that God is going to give us a wind, a second breath, the ability to now have control over those things, that those things won't overpower us. They won't overwhelm us, but we'll be able to manage with grace. We'll be able to manage with ease. We'll be able to balance with grace. We'll be able to balance with ease. And so I believe the Lord is giving you a second wind. He's giving you a second wind to do everything that He's calling you to do in this season. He's giving you the grace. He's giving you the grace. When the wind of God is blowing, when the breath of God is blowing, it begins to move. It begins to expedite things. It begins to make things easy. It begins to make things fall into place. I don't know if you've seen how the wind blows. The wind blows and things begin to move. And so God is about to blow on things that have been stuck, stagnant, seem as if they're not working, and even you've been feeling exhausted. God is about to breathe into you a second wind that will help you to accomplish, to achieve, to do everything that He's placed on the inside of you. It's not in your strength, it's not in your ability, but it's in His ability. And you have to have the wisdom, you and I have to have the wisdom to know when we need to go to the mountaintop, when we need to allow the Lord to give us that second wind, that grace to be able to come back down from that mountain and continue to do what it is that He's assigned us to do. And we'll do it with ease, we'll do it with grace, we'll do it in faith, we'll do it in strength, we'll do it with power. And we won't just be doing it on E, but we'll be doing it in everyone that God has assigned us too will begin to reap from what we're stewarding, that time with the Lord, that mountaintop experience. When we come down, there's something that other people will begin to those around us, our family members, our friends, they'll be able to feed off of the encounter that we had with the Lord. It's only in His presence. Jesus went to the mountaintop. He knew when to withdraw from the demand. He knew when to withdraw from what the demands of people. And He knew that, no, I understand they are in need, but I understand I need to go to the mountaintop. I need to refill myself. I need to go and hear from the Lord. Because when I do, when I come back down, those same people, their healings will begin to happen. Their breakthroughs will begin to happen. Their needs will be met. And so we have to have the wisdom to know when to go to the mountain, allow the Lord to give us a second wind, and when to come back and continue to do what it is that He's assigning us to do. And so God has given us a second wind. I don't know what the past couple of months have been like for you. We're more than half past the year, but what that those these 9 months have been like for you. But I believe the Lord is going to give you a second win in this in the last part of this year, that you're going to find such a grace. It's things that you've been trying to do and it wasn't working. Things that you've been trying to accomplish and it feels like you're going up against a brick wall. I see that the Lord is going to give you such a grace, because what you'll find out is that you were trying to do it on E. You were trying to do it in your strength. You were trying to do it in your wisdom. You were trying to make it work yourself. But when you allow the Lord to do it, when you allow Him to breathe upon it, then it's not you, it's Him through you. And when you allow Him to operate through you, things begin to happen. And so God wants to move through us. He wants to do things through us, but you and I have to yield to God. We have to allow Him to move in us. We have to allow Him to move through us. And you and I have to make sure we're not operating in our strength, but the strength of the Lord, and allow Him to give us the grace to do what it is that He's calling us to do. The wisdom is, a lot of times we, you know, God tells us, this is what you're called to do. This is what, you know, I put you on earth to do. But We have to also know what it is that God is doing in this season. What is it that God wants me to do in this season? And you and I have to come into alignment with it, because when we do, the breath of God, the wind of God is on that thing, and things will begin to happen. We'll see manifestation. A lot of times we can get frustrated with something because we know God said that that's what I'm supposed to be doing, but doing it in the wrong season, it will seem as if it's impossible. It'll seem as if God never, you know, that you miss God, that God, maybe I didn't hear God right. Maybe I'm not called to do this. Maybe I'm not called to this place, but sometimes it's the timing. And so that's why you and I have to stay in the presence of God. We have to stay in his presence and allow the Lord to speak to us so that we're in alignment with heaven. So we're moving at heaven's rate. We're moving in heaven's direction. We're moving at heaven's speed. And when we do, I'm telling you, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen. So I just want to pray, Father, I thank you even now that you're giving us a second wind. I thank you, Lord, that you're giving us a second wind, that God, we will not move in our strength. We will not move in our power. We will not move in our wisdom. But Father, on today, you're helping us to align with heaven. God, you're helping us to align with heaven. Father, I thank you even now that you give us a second wind. Every person that's been heavy, every person that's been tired, every person that's felt defeated, Father, I pray even now that your strength will come upon them. I pray even now that your wind, that the breath of God will breathe upon them, oh God, that you will resuscitate every dead area in their life, their faith, that you will resuscitate their bodies, you will resuscitate their minds, their hearts, oh God. I thank you even now that life shall come upon them, life upon their dreams, life upon their visions, life upon what it is that you've spoken over their life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for a second wind, oh God, the grace, oh God, to do what it is that you've called us to do. I pray even now. Hey, I thank you, Lord, that you're giving us grace. Hey, to do what it is that you called us to do. Father, I thank you even now that what was difficult in past seasons will now be easy because we'll do it with you. I thank you, Father, that everything that you've called and assigned them to do, oh God, everything that you placed upon them, oh God, that you'll breathe upon it. Give them a second wind, oh God, to keep pushing. Give them a second wind to keep running. Give them the second wind to keep walking. God, I thank you, Lord, that you said the race is not given to the swift, oh God. But Lord, I thank you, Father, whether we're running or we're walking, oh God, we're not quitting. Whether we're running or walking, we're not giving up. Whether we're running or walking, oh God, or jogging, oh God, you are with us. I thank you, Father, for the grace to move at your speed. I thank you, Father, for the wisdom to move at your speed. I thank you, Father, for the anointing, hey, to move at your speed in the name of Jesus. We will not compare, oh God. We will not compare, oh God, but we will stay in our lane, oh God. We will move at your speed, oh God. We'll move how you're telling us to move in this season. Help us to be in tune with you. Help us to be sensitive, oh God, to your voice. Help us to be sensitive, Father, to what you're doing. Help us to be sensitive, oh God, to how you're moving in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for fresh encounters, oh God. Those who are not able to hear your voice, those, oh God, who feel as if they can't even touch you, Father, I pray even now that you will reveal yourself to them, that they will encounter you in such a new dimension, oh God. For you said, my sheep know my voice. They follow not another. Increase our sensitivity to your voice, oh God, in this season. Let us not be distracted. Let us not be defeated. But Father, I thank you, oh God, that we will hear you. We will hear you clearly in this season, Lord. Father, I pray even now for a second wind. I thank you, Lord, they will not give up. I thank you, they will not waver. They will not question. They will not doubt. But Father, stir up their faith. Ignite their faith. Ignite hope. Hey, ignite hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let hope arise. Hey, let hope arise. Let hope arise, oh God. I thank you that defeat is melting. Fear is melting. Yeah, bah, bah, bah. Oh, I thank you, God, that depression, hey, heaviness is melting in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your holy name. I thank you, Lord. We honor you, God. We thank you for a second wind, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're strengthening our bodies. We thank you that you're strengthening our minds. We thank you, Lord, that you are strengthening us, oh God, to do what it is that you called us to do, Lord. Our hope is in you. Our trust is in you, Father. We lean. We depend upon you. We thank you even now, Father, for a second wind. We will not give up. We will not quit, God, but we will stand. We will stand firm on your promises. We will stand firm on your word, Lord, and we know that you're not like man. You will never have to repent, that everything that comes out of your mouth, Father, that it happens, and we stand on it. We trust you. We bless your holy name. We love you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Wow, I pray that you were blessed by today's episode. I just feel the presence of God so strong. And I believe prophetically the Lord has given a second wind. So those of you who've been struggling, you've been struggling with your hope, you've been struggling with your faith, your strength physically, maybe emotionally. It seems as if things have been difficult for you, but I see even now that the Lord is going to turn things around, and you'll begin to see a divine shifting in that area of your life because the breath of God, the breath of God, I love it. Okay. I'm supposed to be ending this, but the Lord just reminded me of the book of Genesis. The Bible, as I was reading it, the Bible says that God created man. So man was already a being, right? A man was already, he was a being, but he wasn't living. And it says that God breathed his breath into man's nostrils. And then the man became a living being. The man became alive. And so sometimes when we feel as if we're just existing, we feel as if, you know, like where I'm just here. I don't know if you ever heard people say, like, you know, you're like, how are you? And they're like, I'm just existing. I'm here. And that means they don't feel alive. But you and I cannot feel alive without the breath of God. It wasn't until God breathed into Adam. It wasn't until God breathed into man that man came alive. And so the breath of God, the wind of God, it brings life to every dead situation. And so if you feel as if an area of your life is not alive, it's dead, and there's no hope, there's nothing happening, it's because that area needs the breath of God upon it. And so I believe God is going to breathe into those dead areas in your life, things that that seem dead, things that seem bleak, things that seem hopeless, that the breath of God is going to come upon it, and you're going to see a shifting in that area of your life. So I pray that you were blessed by today's episode. I will be back very soon, I promise you that. But if this episode was a blessing, I want you to share it with someone. Hit the share link, send it to a friend to encourage them. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. I believe so many people, because of things they've been through, they're like right on the edge of giving up. But send this to someone. Let them know, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You can't afford to give up. It doesn't matter what you're going through, that God is there with you. And so I pray that you were encouraged. Share this with someone. Encourage them. Until next time, I see you again very soon. Bye-bye.